This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Dimisha Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled The Rand Falls on Powell's Hawkish Cues While the Dollar Stands Tall. Last week, US Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave a stern warning, indicating that the Fed's monetary tightening efforts are far from being concluded. Powell's speech sent ripples through financial markets, disrupting global equity markets while prompting a resurgence in the dollar's strength. This has market speculation pointed towards a sustained period of elevated interest rates. Nonetheless, the conversation around global monetary policy now focuses on when the big central banks are expected to start cutting interest rates instead of how many more hikes are still to come. For now, any interest rate cuts in the US and Europe are only expected later in 2024. Against this backdrop, global equities largely gained as Treasury yields stabilized and investors digested the Fed's hawkish comments. In the US, we saw stocks higher, led by gains in the technology, consumer services, and industrial sector. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained the most, up by 2.4%, while the S&P 500 and Dow Jones also increased. In Europe, performances were mixed. The French CAC was marginally lower, while the FTSE 100 fell by 0.8%. In contrast, the German DAX was just above the flat line, up by 0.3%. The Rand exchange rate started the week on a stronger footing and briefly dipped below the 18 Rand 20 to the US dollar mark on Monday. This was supported by optimism surrounding the Fed's decision to keep interest rates unchanged. However, the slightly more hawkish sentiment from the Fed filtered through to lower stock prices and hurt the Rand. The local currency closed the week almost 3% weaker against the US dollar. The JSE All-Share Index lost 2% week on week on the back of sharp declines in the Resources Index. Meanwhile, financials sank by 1%, while industrials were unchanged. The commodities market was not left out of the action. The appeal for gold diminished after Powell said he was less confident that the current interest rate policy was sufficiently restrictive to get inflation under control. This saw the yellow metal give back almost 3% over a period of a week. Meanwhile, the market's interpretation that there was no significant escalation in the Middle East also cooled the metal's safe haven demand. Staying with the commodity market, the palladium price fell below $1,000 per fine ounce. This was for the first time in 5 years last week. This was attributed to a slide in demand as users switched to platinum and electric vehicles which do not have auto catalysts. With that said, platinum still tumbled by 9.7%. Meanwhile, the price of Brent crude oil fell to $86 a barrel as supply fears eased amid expectations of weak demand from the world's top importers, mainly the US and China. In addition, further downside pressure came from reports that US crude inventories for the past week surged by the most since early 2023. Looking ahead this week, internationally the focus will be on US, Eurozone, France, and the UK inflation data. The NetBank Economics Desk expects US inflation to have moderated further in October, easing to 3.3% year-on-year from 3.7% in September. Eurozone inflation is expected to dip below 3% in October and moving closer to the central bank's 2% target range. Apart from international economic indicators, another event that will be watched is the high-stakes talks between the US and China. This will mark the first in-person meeting in about a year between US President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping. Domestically, focus will be on the release of retail sales for September on Wednesday and the third quarter labor survey that is due today. NetBank forecasts retail sales to have contracted for the 10th consecutive month in September. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
Need Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Need Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit needgroupinvestments.co.za. Need Group Investments. See money differently.